Blog Talk Radio.
Happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. To me, this world is a wonderful place. I'm the luckiest human in the human race. I've got no silver and I've got no gold, but I've got happiness in my soul. Happiness to me is an ocean tide, a sunset fading on a mountainside, a big old heaven full of stars above, when I'm in the arms of the one I love. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Happiness is a field of grain, turning its face to the falling rain. I see it in the sunshine, breathe it in the air. Happiness, happiness everywhere. A wise old man told me one time, happiness is a frame of mind. When you go to measuring a man's success, don't count money, count happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. I got more than my share of happiness.
Oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. It is Wednesday evening, and what a beautiful day we've had in the UK today. I hope you guys are having a wonderful evening or day wherever you are in the world. Welcome to Raising the Vibration, and we do it with love. My name's John Sabin. You can get me on all the W's, spiritualmedium.org.uk. My email is John, J-O-N, make sure you get it right, J-O-N, at spiritualmedium.org.uk. From the email, from the website, I should say, you can get me on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So yes, Raising the Vibration, and we do it with love. And tonight, hopefully, fingers crossed, we have Lorraine Dolan, the angelic communicator, who's working very hard in the background to try and get herself online, because we've had a few sort of technical issues. So you might hear her, because she's still on my phone. We're going to see if we can get her on the show this evening. Gemini Moon in the chat room, hello. We've got, who else we've got there? JS Lavina Flack in the chat room, Princeton Ballerina, Pug Mama, lovely to see you all again, and I hope you're all having a fantastic week. If you've got any questions at all in the chat room, type away, get it up on the screen, and we'll do our best to answer them for you. So, it is Wednesday. I almost forgot it was Wednesday then, and I've just said it was Wednesday. It's been a really good day. It's been an interesting day, in fact. The sun was shining away this morning, so I decided to go down to the local castle, Kenworth Castle, which is not far from me at all. And I got my little chair. I've got one of these little, I don't know what you call it. It's like a camping chair, really, I think you can call it. But it's like a little bit of a lazy one, so you can sort of sit back in it. And I took that down into the sunshine and sat down and meditated out the back of the castle, and it's amazing views of literally just over the fields with nature. And I was finishing a book that I'm reading. A few of you probably that already know that I'm looking into shamanism and how the shamans work and shaman healing and stuff like that. So I've been reading this book on shamanism, and I finished it today, and it was very, very interesting indeed. The last sort of few chapters about absolutely everything that comes into your life, and not just people as well. It was to do with animal guides that come into your life, or even just show up just for that split second, that have possibly got a message for you, or even stones and rocks. When we go off and do the when we go off and do the Native American sweat lodges that we do here in the UK, it's always the grandfathers and the grandmothers are the rocks that come in to that are heated up that come into the lodge itself, and we always send them love and talk to them and stuff like that. And it was quite interesting how the shamans have the same kind of thing with the rocks and absolutely everything, because everything is energy, as we know, and everything is here to teach us a lesson and help us develop in some way. And it was very interesting that you know, sometimes these stones and rocks that come through in certain things in our journey, and so when we're journeying, it's like a meditation in a kind of way, but it's different because you're an observer. Okay, you're not you have I can't even think what the word's called now. You have a place which is a special place that's your own that you can go and relax and recoup and regenerate. Which is probably the only thing that you sort of put into it yourself. Everything else is what spirit puts there. And you have to be the observer. And some of the symbols and signs and stuff like that that you get in these journeys can come out into the everyday world. And it's merging the two or the three worlds together, the lower earth, middle earth and upper earth. And it was really very interesting how they were explaining that you might come across something that looks very similar to what you would have had in a journey. And it could have taken that stone, that rock or animal of some sort hundreds of years to actually be in that right place at that right time for you. Now, they're also saying as well about picking things up, because sometimes, you know, when we see a feather or a rock and think, oh, that's a really cool stone, I like that, and sometimes we'll just pick up and take it home with us. Always ask. It's always good to ask permission first, whether that that stone or rock or feather or whatever it is actually for you and has the right energy for you before you take it home. So I was doing some of that while I was down there. And it was just an amazing day. And the time, it was like I went into a bit of a portal, because the time just flew by. I was down there for 4 hours. And it literally, it just as I was walking back to the car with Teresa, because she came to meet me later on, it just felt like I'd only been there for 5 minutes. It was really, really strange. So quickly, I'm just going to ask Lorraine while she's on the phone. How are you getting on, Lorraine? Oh, is she still there?
Yeah, still here.
Yeah. How are you getting on? Okay, cool. You carry on. So yeah, I had a wonderful afternoon down there in round by the castle, and then this afternoon I came back and I'm looking into astral travelling. I have this thing that goes on, like, every now and again. Now, I'm not 100% sure what exactly it is. So if there's anybody out there that can help on this one, please feel free to get in touch and tell me, because I haven't met anybody yet that actually does full astral travelling. Now, this has happened quite a few times to me, where I've been relaxing to the point of I've obviously been quite very relaxed, and I've got my eyes closed. Now, this happened yesterday. I got into bed, well, I got laying on the bed, and I was just having a little bit of a chill out time watching something, and I closed my eyes because I was quite tired, and I was closed my eyes and I could still hear the laptop playing away because I was watching House of Cards, catching up on House of Cards, and I could still hear that in the background, and I knew that I was in my bed, but I'd got my eyes closed. Now, with my eyes closed, I could see outside of the flat. So, but it was like my eyes were open. So my eyes were closed, but I could physically see the tops of the houses and the trees like I was outside. I wasn't in bed at all. I was outside. I couldn't feel the wind. I couldn't feel anything like that. I could just see straight the way across. This has happened a few times before. And I tried this time to actually move a bit further out. But as I did, I came back to the awareness of my body, because obviously I was like, hang on a minute, I know that I'm still in bed, and because I can still hear the laptop going. But, you know, I had that full colour, like I was literally outside with my eyes open, but I wasn't. I was inside with my eyes closed. So if anybody knows what that is, because I haven't really connected with my guys on it yet, I haven't had time, please get in touch and let me know, because it's really, really interesting what it does. I've had it once before where I was in a van and we were coming out of work one day when I was doing more of my entertainment and events, and I'd closed my eyes in the van. But as I closed my eyes, now this is where I know it was my third eye, because my third eye, it was like I was at Glastonbury. In fact, I was at Glastonbury, and I could see the tour quite clearly in this central eye of mine. And I knew that I had my eyes closed, but this one eye that I could see the tour on the top of the hill in full colour, just like I was there. And then my eye actually closed and opened. So it was literally just like my eye had closed and then opened, and I could see it again. It was really strange, but all in the same, it was pretty awesome. So, yeah, it does happen quite a few times. I remember being in bed, another story quickly. I was in bed one evening, and I was just going to sleep. And as I was going to sleep, I was in Africa or somewhere like that, full colour again, just exactly like I was there, but I knew that I was here. I could see all the animals running past. It was really, really cool. Really cool. There were zebras. There was all different kinds of animals and stuff there. So, yeah, if anybody knows exactly what that is, please get in touch and let me know, because I'd like to look into it a little bit more. So going over to the chat room, we've got Skating Angel. Skating Angel, we're trying to get Lorraine into the chat room as we speak. She's having a few troubles logging in. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we can get her in and get her on the call lines, and everybody can tell you, well, she can tell you exactly what she does. Lorraine, how are you getting on?
Still having problems.
Still have? Okay.
Can you see me on
Skype? On Skype. You need to go on to the Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, go on to that where if you've done that link, everybody's getting like an intuition on what we're doing. If you go on to that link that's on the email I sent you and click that link, it should take you into the Hi-Fi studio. Doesn't come up, go on to the Blog Talk Radio, which is the one with my picture on, and it's got all the information underneath it about tonight's show. There should be a blue Skype thing on there. You should be able to click that and call in that way. Okay.
But not having any...
Okie dokie. All right, well, we'll leave Lorraine there just for a minute. So, Skating Angel, yeah, hopefully she will be taking reading requests from the chat room as well, yes, because, yeah, if you're at work and obviously you can't call and you're at work, oh, my goodness me. So, Skating Angel, we're not going to shout that out too loud for you, just in case anybody hears. So we've got either astral projection or remote viewing, though I've never been quite entirely sure. They aren't the same thing. Exactly, yeah, I'm still not quite sure myself. Could it be reliving a past life? No, it was, I wouldn't say it was a past life, because it was happening literally outside my flat. And the flat's only been there, those flats have only been there since the 70s. Skating Angel's like our little secret. So yeah, we won't shout out too loud that she's supposed to be working. So yeah, there we go. So if anybody else has got any experiences like that, like I say, and or know anybody that has done anything like that, please let me know. I'd love to hear from you. So we hope you've all had a fantastic week. We've had some really cool stuff happen over this way. Things are really starting to happen and change with these new energies that are coming in. Everything seems to be really kicking off. Next week is just so busy. We always talk about development on this show and how you can help yourselves with your development. Because as we know, everybody can do this or some kind of work. Everybody's going to work completely different, okay? So there's nobody that can say how you are going to work, because half the time we don't know how we're going to work, but Spirit does. Always trust in those little signs and the things that Spirit send to you, okay? And certain places for you to develop. But one of my great things is... sometimes we don't need to go to a development circle. We like to have that physical person to help us bring this stuff out that we've got inside us. But your best tutors, I should say, will be your own guides. If you can get that connection with your guides, okay, they will be the best people that will help you. Oh, is that Loz and John? Is that you, Lorraine? Oh, hang on then. Let's see if we can get Lorraine in. Hello.
Hello.
Ah, fantastic. We've got it. Let me just get rid of my phone. I just need to turn your volume down a little bit if you can put your headphones in.
Yeah, I've got them in.
There we go. Awesome. So, Lorraine, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Sorry, it took such a while to come to be able to get in.
That's all right. Don't worry. And we've thrown you straight in as well because, 15 minutes gone already. So, Lorraine, tell us a little bit about your angelic communication and everything you do, because there's a whole list of stuff that you can do, isn't there?
Yes. I mean, my journey started quite a few years ago when I had a near-death experience. And and this was as a child. And it wasn't until I was in my early 40s that Spirit had been trying to talk to me for a long time, but I ignored it, as a lot of us do.
Yeah.
And then I just decided things happened and I couldn't ignore it anymore. And I then started in a circle, then progressed into mediumship, but always had the pull to do healing. Every time I'd had a reading, it was, you were a healer. So I then did traditional Reiki and then went on to do angelic Reiki and work with the angels, which has been a privilege that I've been doing with the last 4 or 5 years. And from that, I've been working with the angelic realm. It tends to be the top 12 angels from the Tree of Life, and work with them through the angelic Reiki that I do. I also do a lot of courses teaching people about the angelic light. This may mean something to people, but I teach about sacred geometry, activating the light body, awakening the violet flame. As well as ascension groups, which is helping people raise the vibration and getting the word out there, exactly like this radio show. But I'm also starting a new venture, which is teaching Shambhala, which is a truly multidimensional course where we realise that how we can find our own heaven on earth. And it truly is a really multi-dimensional journey that I've been on for the last 2 years.
Yeah, because that's the one I wanted to do in June, but Spirit of they're sending me off on a different journey that week, exactly that week. So that's why I'm not able to come and do it. So I'll have to do the next one. So what? Let's go back a little bit then with the angelic Reiki, because people know that that's what I do as well, and I told them that you were my tutor with that. So if you could explain that a little bit more for us as well, the angelic Reiki, and how it works for you and for your clients.
It's good to sort of explain the difference between traditional Reiki and angelic Reiki, because I've done both. With the traditional Reiki, it's more for the planet, and the healing stays within the earth. Whereas for me, with the angelic Reiki, You're calling in all the angelic presences to work with you, and you're working in partnership with the angelic realm. So not only you can work with one particular angel, you can work with a group of angels, You can work with Ascended Masters. I do a great deal of work with Atlantean and Lemurian angels as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes you on a whole multidimensional journey. You learn about past lives. You look at your soul group when you go on to do the masters, and it just gives you, it fills in so many blanks about your life, as well as being able to, when you do level one and two, it allows you to work as a channel with the angelic realm. So the great difference between traditional Reiki and angelic Reiki is that you're not doing anything. All you're doing is holding the space. So when you're doing your healing on your patient, you're not looking for any issues with that particular patient. You're just holding the space for the angels to work through you, which is a huge difference, and the differences that it can bring with raising people's vibration. I mean, I had a patient recently who was going through lots of medical tests, probably one of the most difficult times in her life, and she was using a lot of the angelic Reiki to help her through being diagnosed with cancer and coming out the other end, going through her treatment. And, you know, even the medical staff used to say to her, "You're glowing," because she was having a lot of treatment, which was helping her see the positive side in life. You know, all the good things that she had in her life, whereas sometimes when we're ill, we only concentrate on the negative. And, you know, she actually felt that it really helped her deal with everything around her.
Fantastic.
But, it helps you deal with life. It changes our perspective on how we live our life, to see through the illusion and what's important. And not to be dragged into, to be able to assess what is important in life.
Yeah, and it really does. You know, even I could say I'm like a great example of that because I've done it. You know, and I had you as my tutor, and it really did completely change my life and the whole. Look at everything, you know, the aspect and the feel of it all as well. You know, even though we're holding the space, we're still having that energy go through us, you know, and it's healing us, you know, as it's giving them the upliftment or whatever else that they're having at that time. We're getting what we need at the same time as well, which is pretty awesome, really, isn't it?
It's a privilege to be able to work with the angelic realm and with the angels that I work with. They want us to see that it's a partnership. They don't want to be held on a pedestal. They need us to hold the space for them. We're working together hand in hand. And what a beautiful thing to be able to do, to bring that angelic space around you, around your family, around your patient. It's just a privilege. There's nothing else on earth like it.
No, that's right. And it changes the whole place as well, though, that you're working. I mean, my flat, my front room, which has got my I can't even, my words are gone now.
Yeah.
Your treatment bed. my bit where all the candles are. Yeah, I've got my treatment bed, and I've got my where all my candles, it's like the fireplace, but I've turned it into a shrine. That's it. Like a shrine with all the angel stuff and crystals and that. But it, you know, the whole room is just so light. I mean, we even do circles in there now, and spirit asked us to go there to do circles to take them back, just that we can do it in that energy and for them to work with us as well. It's, you know, it works just on so many different levels that half the time we don't even understand.
No. But it's exactly the same. I wish you could feel what my house has been like all day, because Spirit have been so excited about us getting the word out there. I've had that many people here. It's just unbelievable. And the energy that they've been bringing through and the excitement that they have at as being able to link together and get the word out to people, because that's what the angels want. They want to give us the help to help people deal with all the chaos that's been going on over the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And but one of the main things that they have to remember is that, are they asking for the help? Are they asking for the guidance? Because the one thing that, when you speak to a lot of people that haven't done much angelic work, is that we have free will to, and we need to ask the angels for help, because they cannot just come and help us. It would be very nice if they could, but we are. There aren't many tribes of light where there is free will. And we are lucky to have that.
Yeah, very much so, very much so. You know, I always tell people, make sure they do ask. And that's been coming up a lot in readings as well that I've been doing lately, where it has ask, you know, make sure that you do ask. And don't forget to ask. You know, it can be the smallest, simplest thing, you know, to the biggest, massivest thing that's going on in your life, you know, but if you don't ask, they can't help. Going back to some of the other stuff that you do as well, because I know you talked, we know about the violet flame, and I've done a bit of work with the violet flame, but could you just, people that are listening as well, how they can bring that into their lives?
The violet flame was an energy that almost goes back to the Garden of Eden. There was a flame that was the forefather of the violet flame in the Garden of Eden, and the violet flame was very much in Atlantean and Lemurian times, and was used to cleanse energy. It was just a power source. It did lots of different things. And unfortunately, with the fall of Atlantis, the power that it had was actually hidden away from us for many, many years, up until a few years ago. Many of you may have heard of Saint Germain, who is an ascended master, who is the patron of the violet flame and the guardian. And allowed the violet flame to come back and to help transmute a lot of the negative energy that was coming through after the year 2012. So since 2013, the energy of the violet flame has been brought back to Earth much stronger, and the way it's going to get stronger is for more people to use it. There is an earth chakra actually in Leith Hill for the violet flame, which is getting stronger and stronger, and it has been connected to the Tor in Glastonbury. But it's something that everyone can use. If you're feeling that you're going into negative energies, you just ask Saint Germain to send the violet flame into wherever you're going, so that it clears the path for you. If you're feeling that you need to clear negative energies around you, you can actually just meditate and see the violet flame in front of you, and it will help you transmute any negative energies. It's got so many different things, and with the course that I teach, you have different rescue flames to help you on a spiritual, physical and mental on bodies, which is really quite powerful. But it gives you an attunement to the violet flame chakra, which is just above your third eye. And there's also the female custodian, who is Lady Portia, that brings in the female aspect of the violet flame as well. But they're very, very powerful energies and getting stronger all the time. But we can always invoke it. People can call it in, into their lives and use it.
Yeah. And while you were talking about all of that then, I was just getting, have you thought of writing a book on the flames? Because if you haven't. I know there's the one about the violet flame, but is the one about all the other flames as well combined?
There is. A friend of mine who you're putting me on the spot here.
Well, I don't want to put you on the spot. I would just say I just had a feeling that you could do a book of some sort with all of that in it.
There is actually a book called by Diana Saville. Okay. You can find it on Amazon. She was the lady where I did my my course with, and it gives you. It could be that because things have moved on since she's written the book.
Yeah.
So I would probably imagine that she may be doing something like that.
Okay.
But the violet flame is evolving all the time, and maybe that's something that I need to look at. I know Spirit want me to do lots of different writing, but I'm just waiting to see the right way, because I am, you know, I do channel Saint Germain and Lady Portia, which I think that they will be popping in sometime tonight, because they were coming through earlier.
Brilliant, and I'm sure they'll have something about that for you. Cool. So we do have some people on the call lines ready and waiting. We've got a few people in the chat room this evening as well. So let's go over to our first caller and see how we can help. Hello.
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 There, how are you?
All right. My name is Harriet.
Hello, Harriet. I'm going to push you straight over to Lorraine.
So how can I help you, Harriet?
Okay, well, I'm trying to move, and I was trying to get a contact, and I was wondering, do you see me finding a contact without any strings attached to it?
a contact for selling your house or for moving?
Right. Well, going for moving, like in that area. So I have somebody I know in that area, but I don't want any strings attached. I just want, you know, just somebody to kind of show me around and kind of get me acquainted with stuff.
Just give me a moment, and I'll just get some cards out for you and see what they have to say.
Okay.
I'm just getting these are quite interesting cards. It does look as though you're going to be moving, but it may be in the next 6 months. I don't think it's going to be immediately.
No, it's not. It's within 3 to 6. You're right.
Yeah. I'm getting probably by the end of the year, the beginning of next year. But you are going to meet people. You're going to expand your circle of friends. And it's going to be someone from that new group that's going to help you moving forward.
All right.
But also what I'm getting is that you need to spend some more time knowing how to put this. Moving forward with yourself, you being happy about yourself and self-love, because that's quite important about raising your vibration and changing the way you think about situations around you.
I know.
Rather than it being, sorry, someone's just walked in and has said to me, very much you look at things from a fear point of view. What's going to happen? This is going to be really bad. Whereas what you should be doing is thinking, I've got new opportunities coming and I'm going to step through those doors with so much confidence, because I know I've got the angels with me.
Right.
Because we cannot always understand what the angels have got in store for us.
Mm-hmm.
And to just look at opportunities that are coming as fantastic opportunities and step through those doors and think, yes, I am so excited about this new life, all these different things. Whereas I think at the moment there's a lot of hesitation about moving forward, because my legs are feeling like you're stuck in concrete.
Yeah.
You're wanting to move forward, but there's that apprehension.
Yes.
And once you start looking in a different way, things will start coming together for you.
Okay.
And, you know, this will awaken all this new situation to come forward for you. This move, the new relationship, and a lot of this will be friends, acquaintances from the past will come back. Just because you're feeling more positive about yourself and about the future.
Okay.
The last card that I've just pulled is Cleanse and Detoxify.
Yeah, I'm doing that. Yeah, I'm trying to detox. Yeah, I know.
But are you doing a lot of the simple things like water, plenty of water?
Uh-huh.
Trying to eat as much fruit and veg as you can.
Right.
Don't drink tap water. Buy bottled water. And before you're drinking it, actually bless it.
Okay.
Ask the angels to turn it back to its original form. And it really does make a difference, because we're allowing our body to detoxify from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And these little things can make such a massive change. Do you ground yourself and protect yourself as well? Because I do feel that you're picking up a lot of negative energy from people around you or from a situation around you.
I do, but it's so thick around me, and it's just like I just feel like even the ground is just filled with their negativity, because it's too thick, and it's just too many people not really trying to reach out for the real God and trying to find a God within them, and everybody's blaming the next person, or they're taking their issues out on other people, and it's real thick. I don't know if I can really, I don't know if I can try to do it as much as possible. But at the end of the day, I just think it's just the best thing to do would be just to move from around them, because nobody in the area where I live at believe in the stuff that I believe in. So a lot
but
of it
that,
is just, you know.
But that doesn't matter. once we start to cleanse and detox ourselves, protection is very important, and grounding. So when you get out of bed in the morning, you ground yourself by imagining roots coming up to your knees. And then we put ourselves just in a bubble of protection. A nice pink one, which is what Archangel Saphir is saying, would really do you some good. Because you're taking on too many other people's negative attitude, energies, and that's what's sapping your energy.
Yep.
If you start doing just the protection and the grounding, it's amazing how you will feel within a few weeks. But I also have Archangel Saphir with me, and she's saying that if you meditate and call her in, she will help you find the path that you need.
Okay.
She's beautiful. She's like a marshmallowy energy. When she's around you, you know she's around.
Right.
But she is pure love.
Okay.
So she's saying you've been asking, and
yes,
your prayers have been listened to, but you need to heal yourself first, and she wants to help you. So start with yourself before you can start working on other people. You can't change everyone, but you can start with yourself and get your vibration up, and then it's a ripple effect. People will see a change in you, and you will be able to pass that ripple on.
Okay.
And you may not feel that is a huge change, but vibrationally, it ripples around the world. It passes forward.
Okay.
And Archangel Saphir is happy to work with you.
And I'm happy to work with her also.
Call when you're going to meditate. There's nothing technical. You just ask her to come to you, and she will just sit with you for whatever she feels is necessary, and you just feel that peace and quiet that you actually need.
Okay.
Because your mind is going 10 to the dozen all the time.
Yeah.
So try that. And see where you go from there, and keep us informed. Let John know how you're feeling. It will take a couple of weeks before you notice a significant change, but keep it up, and within a few weeks you will feel that much better.
All right.
Okay, cool. Well, Harriet, thank you very much for calling in. I hope that's helped.
I had a quick question. Well, not a question, but that I had that same vision a couple of weeks ago about the African safari, and I was far off from the animals, and it was beautiful. Like this, it was like the sunrise and the animals and the zebras, the giraffes, all the animals. They was in the back, and they you know, I was just admiring them, and I was kind of. I guess I was on a safari or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that was for me, but I did have that same vision. I was actually fasting. I fasted for like 3 days. And when I woke up the third day, that was the vision that came before me. So, yeah.
Well, synchronicities, and you were here tonight to pass on that bit of the story. So, well done. Thank you very much. Enjoy your next journey.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank God.
Oh, we just cut her off then. Oh, sorry, bless her.
It won't be.
Oh dear. So yeah, so we've got that was a wonderful call there. We've got a couple of questions in the chat room before we go to our next caller. One of the questions was, when you're holding the space for angels to come through, how do you know the difference between lower level deceptive energies and God consciousness energy of angels?
Oh, that's a good one. To be honest, I think what has helped is because I have done a lot of mediumship training as well.
Yeah.
I could normally work out vibrationally the good angelic vibration and the lower type vibration. If you ever have an energy that you're not sure who they are or what they are, the tip that I've always used, and this has worked, is you ask them their name. And if they won't give you their name, and you ask it three times, I would say, what's your name? Three times. And if they don't give it, you know it's of a lower vibration.
That's because what I tend to do is ask them. I ask them, you know, in God's name and Jesus Christ and all that. You know, they have to give you their name on the third and final
That's
one.
Right.
And if they don't, then thanks very much. Bye.
But I think when you do more angelic work and mediumship type training, you do start to know what the lower vibrations are. I mean, sometimes I get a smell. So if you get a sulfury egg smell, they are definitely of a lower vibration. That's how they come, that's how it comes to me. But what I always do when you are doing angelic work, you will open the space, the room, the building that you're doing the work in, and you will call in really high protection, and you will ask that only those of the of 100% pure light will be allowed into that place.
That's right. Always make that affirmation before you start, isn't it?
Yeah. And to be honest, I haven't really had many people try it in my time, but then there are people out there that the more experience you have with working with spirit, the easier it becomes. And if you feel uncomfortable, what actually happens is that the angel will merge with you. And what that actually means is that they walk into you. So you become the angel. It's like exactly when you meet someone for the first time, you may walk into a room and you feel uncomfortable with them. Well, if your aura is telling you, I don't like the feeling of this person, then you don't let them in.
No, that's right.
Would be my answer, because it's no different if you go to meet someone that you've not met before. You'll sit and chat with them first to get the feel of them. You know, what do you do? And it's no different with working with the angelic realm. When I started, I would chat with them first so that I built up that relationship with the angelic realm, so that I was able to distinguish who I was working with and feel 100% that when they were around me, that I would know that they're the right person. That's about the best that I can say. But do use your senses. If your gut is telling you, if your gut is going like a washing machine, what's it telling you? If your aura is almost waving at you, and you're feeling, I don't like this, or if you've got that nasty smell, and it is, if you ever smell it, you'll know it, because it's a pungent, nasty smell. Like I say, like sulfur, then, you know, you just go, thanks, but no thanks, go away, I'm not working with you.
Yeah, I mean, I had, well, we're going to have to move on because we're going to get to some more callers, but I had an experience a while ago of there was something that was sent to my room, and I didn't know it was there, which was really interesting. And the angels actually took me, I was out in Circle one day, and they actually took me back to my flat in my bedroom and said, look what's in the corner of your room, because I had literally hadn't, there was no smell, there was no feeling, it was just standing in the corner, and I had to do a full cleanse of the whole place. But it was only because, and me being, doing what I was doing, it was hiding itself very, very well indeed. And on the other occasion, you know, when you get that, that random sort of, anger and anticipation and of a mood that just comes on just suddenly, and as soon as they get that, then I know that there's something around and do everything. Thanks very much, goodbye. But anyway, let's get on to our next caller because we've only got 40 minutes left.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll become quicker.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. Thank you.
Hello.
My call.
What's your name?
My name's Mindy.
Mindy, hello.
Hi, Mindy.
I'm going to hand you straight over to Lorraine.
Thank you very much.
And how can I help you, Mindy?
I am very open to hear or receive any angelic messages or whatever I need to hear.
Okay. In fact, I've been told to use my... I've got four decks of cards here. So I've been called to use my Angels of Atlantis cards.
Oh, lovely cards. They are absolutely lovely.
Oh, they're fab, but they're obviously for different people. So,
not for everybody. Yeah.
No. So my first link is, you have a great link with dolphins and crystals, haven't you?
Yep, I have a really big crystal right by me right now, actually.
A big quartz crystal?
Yes.
Yeah. It's just I'm being shown why it's the Angels of Atlantis. Because people that like crystals, people that like dolphins, you will normally find that they have a pull towards Atlantis. So, I've pulled three cards for you. Archangel Raphael for empathy. So, you're obviously an empath.
Yes.
Yeah. And you, the next card that I've pulled is Archangel Zadkiel. And is... I have the feeling that he is one of your guides. Are you aware of that?
I'm not aware of that, but I'm very interested to know what angel,
who
archangel was that?
Archangel Zadkiel. He is one of the, if you do some research and look at the Tree of Life, he is very much about, the card that I've pulled is about security, but Zadkiel is about enlightenment, spiritual knowledge. He works very much with the violet flame as well, and he was one of my main angels when I first started on this spiritual path. And I think I'm just getting from this that you've been getting an awful lot more spiritual connection recently, because they've been putting out a hand to connect with you on the earth plane. You've been seeing things out the corner of your eye and not quite believing what you've seen. Is that correct? because
that's
she
was seeing just the knowingness, just the knowingness. Yeah.
Because you have had quite a lot of angelic, certainly Zadkiel, who is works with Zadkiel, who is the female aspect of Zadkiel. And they have been around you a lot because you've been asking, they're going to start putting forward for you an awful lot of spiritual knowledge because you're searching. You've been searching for a long time and not knowing who you are, where you are, where you're meant to be going. Just feeling a bit lost.
Right.
Is that correct? And I can just see the hand of the angel coming out to you to start giving you more information about your journey. And it's the synchronicity of how this is going to come together. But know that within the next few months, there's going to be a lot of change for you.
I'm hoping for that.
An awful lot
of
change.
That's great.
Because I can almost see there's a lot of chaos around you at the moment. If it's not with you, it's just I can just see chaos all around you. Because sometimes it isn't that we've got it, but everyone that you know, you're being dragged into different things, which is pulling your energies down at the moment. And it's Zadkiel that's asking me to say to you that he is hearing your prayers. But do some meditation, call him in, and he will give you that peace that you need at this moment. But did you hear with the previous caller, you definitely need to do some grounding. So imagine the roots and the bubble of protection, and keep doing this during the day. But you need to have some me time. You need to quieten your mind, because your mind is so busy that they have been trying to talk to you. I can almost see the angel going, she wants signs and we're giving her them, but she's not seeing them. we all do it. And unless, you know, quite often we want to see an 8-foot angel stand in front of us and have a full conversation. Well, that doesn't happen to many people. But if you start quietening your mind and get it back to nature, then you'll start having these little thoughts, and that will be Zadkiel. So within the next, I'd say.
And do you spell that Z or Z A D K I E L?
Z A D. K-I-I-E-L.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, because you have a lot of potential. You're a very much a stargazer, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the sky's the limit with how far you want to go. Because with Zadkiel by your side, he will take you as far as you want to go. Because he's always with me as well. And that will give you the enchantment, the knowledge, the love, and everything that you've been looking for.
Wonderful.
Brilliant. Excellent.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Bless you.
No problem at all. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening. I hope that's helped. There's loads of different, obviously, angels. There's hundreds and hundreds, thousands of different angels. But the main sort of ones you can check on the internet and get all the names and what they do and what they stand for and how they can help you. I've got a list in my flat, which is stuck on my wall. And what I used to do was each day I would choose an angel to work with. And I would ask that angel to come and spend some time with me and fill their energy around me and how they can work with me as well. So that might be a good thing for you as well. Have a look at something like that.
It's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, cool. Well, thank you very much for calling in. and enjoy
Thank
the rest
you.
Of your day. All right, take care.
Thank
bye
you
bye.
So much. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Cool. Okay, let's go with that one there. Superb. We've got another quick question in the chat room for you. Oh, now this one's going to be interesting for you. We've got Skating Angel in the chat room, and she would like to know what changes do you see coming up around her work?
Okay. Ah. Again, these are the angels of Atlantis. So.
And she is a sheep. Thank you.
Good.
You just don't know, you know. I love angels just as much as anything else. And, yeah, you know, a really cool name, Skating Angel.
I think it's a fab name.
Yeah.
Hmm. Now, I've pulled three cards. And there are going to be changes at work, but I think you're going to have to be a bit patient. My feeling is with the cards that I've pulled, it's Archangel Michael stepping forward to say that you're going to have to wait probably about 4 to 5 months, but this job is going to give you the freedom that you're looking for.
Okay.
If you because you've been asking for guidance from the angelic realm, what you don't want to do and what you've done quite a lot in the past is go from the frying pan into the fire. You know, with changing into different roles. What Michael is saying is use some of your intuition to sit back and just think quietly, meditate on whether this particular job is the right job for you and see what comes forward before you apply for certain jobs. And
yeah,
be aware of how your body reacts when you go in for an interview. You know, because what you don't want to do is to leave the role that you've got to go for something that it isn't really going to suit you, because you have got the gut feelings, but you just don't always like to listen to them. But that is your guidance. And
Brilliant.
If you are patient, there are definitely new beginnings on the horizon, which will give you the freedom that you need. And that's all from Archangel Michael. So just be patient, meditate. You will know. But rather than not listening as you've done in the past, just listen. And you can't go wrong. Just listen
Brilliant.
To your gut.
Lovely. Fantastic. And there's a big thank you so much, Lorraine, coming to you from the chat room. So well done. And
there
you go, Skating Angel. Let's go over to our next caller. Cause time flies when you're having fun, as always. 27 minutes left in the show. So let's go over to our next caller. Hello, good evening.
Hello, John.
Hello.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hey, good, good. How are you doing, John?
Very well, my friend.
I took your advice and did all the smudging and everything like I was supposed to and called in the Archangels, but
yeah,
my symptoms still, they're getting worse.
They're still getting, okay, let's see if Lorraine... Let's see if Lorraine can pick anything up for you. With Tom, Lorraine, he's... in fact, I'll let Tom explain it to you. That's probably better. Go on, Tom.
Yeah, go on, Tom.
Hi, Lorraine. I've just been feeling completely drained lately. All my energy is gone. I can't read anything, either sad or beautiful, or look at anything. It's like I'm working overtime. My emotions just pour out. My I know I'm an empath, but it's like I just can't put a hold on it.
No. Again, Archangel Sapphira stepped forward. You don't use protection or grounding, do you?
I try to, yes.
But as an empath, as an empath, you've got to think that going out into the world, you're picking up everyone's rubbish. Everyone's rubbish. Because, unfortunately, with an empath, if someone's angry, you'll pick it up. What you need to ensure that you do is the grounding and the protection. That is so important for you raising your vibration. But the thing is, you are a light worker and an empath. And the vibrational changes, there were huge changes going on this year. And again, on the 17th of March, has it got worse since then?
The last 5 weeks, it's been
yeah.
picking up speed. Yes.
Yes. Since the 17th of March, it will have got worse because the energies have changed dramatically. New energies coming in, and it's a much stronger vibration. Again, it's about drinking plenty of water,
yes.
protecting, grounding yourself, because I've been working with a lot of people who are light workers. Going through the same thing, it's affected me recently with the new energy coming in, and Sapphira is just saying, call her in. You can sit, you can meditate, and just feel this ball of protection around you. She's lovely, and she will work with you to help you. You've got an awful lot that you need to clear as well. Baggage.
Yes.
But certainly. And some of this isn't just this life. It's from previous lives. But again, you can call in the violet flame to help you cleanse yourself while you're meditating. So to call in the violet flame, you ask for Saint Germain. You can call in Archangel Sapphira and work with them for a few weeks, and you will find that your energies will change. And you have to let go of things from the past.
Oh, I have. I have forgiven everybody regardless. And that's all there is to that. I forgive everybody. There's no use to hold on to anything. It's water.
I don't know what they're talking about, but I think using these tools will be a way of helping you move forward with your life. But hopefully the energies will balance out. I think it's just hit a lot of light workers really, really badly. I have been assured that over the next few months it will start to get better. But hopefully, you know what the angels are like on time. But this is a year of clearance. It's a year of total transformation. So rather than fearing it, like I said earlier, it's a matter of, come on then, I'm ready for these new changes. And look forward to the doors that are going to be opening, because you're going to have a lot of doors opening with the angelic realm if you want them.
I want them.
And if you want them, they're going to be amazing. But you just need to be ready to step through those doors.
You know, it's funny you mention that, because I had this underlying knowing feeling that something good and some good things are about to happen to me, but I can't put my finger on it, so I'm just letting it ride and seeing what the universe has in store for me. But in the meantime,
I don't have
the energy to walk out and get my mail.
No. But this is sometimes, as light workers, we need to have that time to ourselves. And, what they're showing me is you're almost being, they're defragging you. So lots of work is being done on you to, we have to get rid of our old clutter for the new to come in. And
yes,
that's what's happening at the moment with a lot of people. They're having to let, I mean, it's not just this lifetime. It's over many, many lifetimes. So know that that's probably why. But
okay,
use the time. Meditate. Go into nature. Sit in the garden. Sit in the sun, if there's sun out there. Go and hug a tree. Get yourself back into nature. Connected with Gaia. And it will help you move forward.
That all resonates with me so much. It really does.
Good.
Brilliant.
It will help you move forward.
Thank you.
Superb. Okay, Tom, thanks very much for calling in, mate. I hope things get a little bit better for you. Keep up with it, mate. Keep up with it. You can do it. You can get through it.
And let us know how.
Oh, I will. I definitely will.
Yeah.
Thank you very much again.
Oh,
all
right,
bless you, Tom.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye, mate. Well, fantastic callers tonight. We've got just under 20 minutes left. We're going to go to area code 863 and 714 in a moment. A couple of things in the chat room. We have Pug Mama in the chat room there with... she went to the park today and a gorgeous red-tailed hawk, in brackets, my spirit animal, still half in white feather, soared fairly low and did several circles over my head before taking off. Can I get anything on what spirit was trying to tell me?
A hawk.
A hawk, a red-tailed hawk.
Yeah. Oh. For me, with the hawk or the eagle, my Native American guide always used to say that there's something that you're not quite seeing. There's a situation going on around you where you need to put a different pair of glasses on. You need to look at it from different directions because you're not quite seeing the full extent of what's going on. It just feels that there's a lot of deceit within the situation, and for me the eagle or the hawk basically flying above you is it's for protection, but also to give you the nudge that there's more going on and you need to look deeper and listen in on things. That's all I'm getting about that.
Cool.
Let me just pull a card on that. Yeah, and I've just pulled the card because you are very stressed at the moment, but you're making steady progress. But just watch out for that hawk, because that hawk is protecting you and guiding you.
Cool.
But do be careful what you say and who you say it to is what I'm being given more than anything. Keep what you've got to say to yourself.
Yeah, very much so. And with animal guides, especially with animal helpers, what I'm sort of looking into at the minute, we talked about the shame and stuff earlier, all these animals that come our way, whether it's in a dream form or, you know, in our reality or different realities, they all have a very special a meaning or a message to pass on to us as well. So. Mm. You know, that's absolutely perfect. In fact, we've got another one actually in the chat room just quickly before we can get to hopefully get to our last two callers. This week I was in Boston. This is JSL in Boston. And while I was in the hotel room, I decided to take a nap while my partner was sightseeing with some of his friends. At some point, I had a vision or a dream that a huge silver grey wolf with angry glowing eyes was near me. When I woke up, I realized my partner had come in the room, so I asked if he had come beside the bed. He lied and said no. It really upset me that he lied. What does this mean?
I would say for me, a white wolf is it's very high in the pecking order, so it's a very wise shamanic but the wolves are for protection. So I think that the wolf came to you and was showing the eyes glowing because he felt that there could have been some danger. It doesn't necessarily mean it was your partner.
No.
But they can be lots of unforeseen things around us. Mm. And I'm definitely getting that there was something in that room that wolf didn't like. Mm. It was not of a high energy, and it was in the room, so he was protecting you and he was showing his power with the eyes.
Yeah, and it could well have been that it was with her partner that had come back at the right time with this wolf to protect her at some point.
Yeah definitely. Yeah, cool. So I just feel the wolf there is always for guidance. So if ever you want to see him again, do a meditation, call him in, and he'll be there. It's beautiful when you meet them, and it's such a privilege to be able to do that.
Yeah, cool. And she's just put down there, it scared me. Yeah, it would, you know, something like that would scale. I had a great experience very, very quickly in the woods, and this wolf that was like 13 foot tall and wide that came and stood in front of me. And, you know, it was pretty scary at the time, but I knew straight away who it was, and I knew it was Mother, the consciousness that was there in the woods at that time, looking out for us and watching for us. Even though it was scary because it was so huge, I knew that she was there for us to help us and keep us safe. So yeah, you know, don't be scared. It's your guides and your helpers that are coming to help you in dream form or whatever it is. Okay, we're going to have to move on. We've literally got time for a couple of quick calls, Lorraine.
I will be quick.
Okay. Hello there, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. What's your name?
My name's Angela.
Hello, Angela. I'm going to pass you straight over to Lorraine.
How can I help you, Angela?
Yes, I'm having some questions about my relationship that I'm currently in, and some miscommunication issues and stuff like that, seeing where you might see our relationship going in the future.
Okay. I've just got some angel cards, and I'll just choose... Now, with regards to the relationship, I just feel, is there a lack of trust within the relationship?
Yes, from past relationships prior.
Yeah, but I think from what I'm getting is that you need to do some letting go of what's happened in the past, because almost what you're doing is seeing what's happened in the past and bringing it forward into this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that you need to let go of the past, because if we think we're looking for something, eventually we will find it, won't we? Because we will just keep looking and looking for that situation. So it's about drawing a line in the sand and saying the past is the past, and trying to do some healing and letting go of your past traits and the way you felt about yourself. Because what I'm being shown again, Archangel Sophia coming in, it's about love. You need to love yourself first to get the respect and the love that you give to everyone else, because you are a giver.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to call her in to help you. What needs healing is the relationship with yourself as well. Once you get that relationship better, it will again be a ripple effect and help the relationship, your partnership relationship, and it will help you move forward and let the past go. The more you practice letting go of the past, the more you're going to find the happier person that you want to be, Angela.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to let go and go, the past is the past. And again, like I've said before, see yourself as opening a door to this new person that you want to be. You've got the opportunity to stay in negative energy and the way you feel about yourself, or open this door to this new you that's going to bring so much happiness to you and your whole extended family, because you are a giver. But you need to love yourself. And once you start loving yourself and self-worth, that's going to have a ripple effect with all the relationships, not just your partnership relationships, but with everything. That's the core to you moving forward.
Okay.
So again, meditate, call in Archangel Sophia, and she will work with you.
Okay.
Does that feel right with you?
Yeah, yes, ma'am, it does. I've been through a lot and kind of lost myself a little bit and just feel just like tired.
Yeah. Well, it's not tired. It's exhaustion. It's I'm seeing almost like mental exhaustion, because you need to have time, exactly like we said with the Tom. It's time to connect with nature. Go out into nature. And you will start getting little messages from the angels, just little words or little bits. You will start to see a few things, but it will start calming your mind down.
Right. I seen, like the other day I was in the car and it was 9:49 a.m. and the station that was playing was 9:49, 9:49 radio station, 94.9. It was like all 9:49 all at the same time.
Yeah. Well, let me have a look, and I will check what 949 is. I'm not a numerology person. 949, did you say?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Your divine life purpose involves working with the angels very closely. Ask the angels for help in building your spiritually based career.
Brilliant.
Fantastic. So, yes, you got a message. And what I've said is exactly what they've just said. But we'll have to leave that with you, Angela. And let us know. You can always contact me or John. My email address is lorraine@angelspeak.co.uk.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right, brilliant. Thanks very much for calling, and enjoy the rest of your day. And keep in touch with the show.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Angela.
Cool. So we've literally got a couple of minutes for our last caller of the show. Let's go over and say hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there. Oh. Hello. Oh, she's actually listening to the show now, look, whoever it is. You can hear it in the background. You can hear the delay. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing? Can you turn your laptop down a bit or whatever it is that's on the end, just so we can hear you properly?
Are you talking to me?
Yes. It's all right.
Oh, okay.
We can hear ourselves in the background on the delay.
Okay. Thank you. I wrote it down so I can be quick. Okay. I believe it is time for me to move about on my own, independently and not codependent anymore. I am currently starting a new business venture with very little capital, but I also have a strong feeling and a desire to go back to school for holistic health and get my degree in complementary and alternative wellness.
Yeah.
I know it's going to take some time, but I want to do what is in my highest interest and also to help others. My concern is the timing and, of course, resources, finances, because over the years I've allowed myself to become very codependent on my husband as a stay-at-home mom. So it's time. It's time for me to move on and move forward. And I just would like to have some information or some guidance on how I can make this happen for myself.
It's setting out the positive intentions. Send it out to the universe. Tell the angels. They already know this is the right thing for you to do. It's going to help you clear a lot of stuff that you need to let go of from the past.
Yeah.
And what I'm showing, I mean, that you're going to do it. Whatever way, you are going to do it. And you're going to help so many people from your life because you've had so many lessons in your life. You're going to help people move forward. I mean, I'm just seeing your guardian angel is moving you, so you're going to have safe travel. You've just got to go for it, and it's going to give you the love, the purpose, the passion that you've been looking for. And you're going to help yourself. It's going to help the family. It's a ripple effect, as I keep talking about. And you're going to find, I've got the love card. It's going to bring you closer to God. What more can you say? That's the right path. That is the right path. You're going to help so many people. It's going to be a learning path, but it is the right path.
So as far as the timing, is it? I feel that I need to wait until I can complete this process. But inside, I just want to run.
But start again.
To break away from all of that energy, so overwhelming.
Yeah, but again, stop. Forget about the past and look at the doors opening, because the doors will open when you're ready, and it's amazing what will come forward for you. You've just got to think positively. Because the angels have been listening to you. I mean, they've given you safe travel, move. But I think with you, there's a little bit of fear. Let go of the fear. Step at the door and the door will open.
Okay.
I'm going to have to cut you short there because we're really running out of time. I hope that helped in a way. You know, you are on the right path. You know, good luck with everything. Give us a call back in the week and let us know how you're getting on. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
All right.
Much.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Oh, We've literally only got 90 seconds left of the show, and yes, you know, that's a couple of callers we've had tonight. They've had their speakers on in the background, so yes, Pugmama, we will make an announcement throughout the shows, I think, in the future, and ask people to keep their volumes down a little bit, because yeah, it does sound awful. And I noticed Lorraine struggled with it earlier as well, because you could hear yourself talking to yourself. brilliant.
So, thank you, John.
No, Lorraine, it's been an absolute pleasure. Quickly again, if you can just tell everybody how they can get hold of you on your website and Facebook, etc.
Yes, I'm on Facebook as Lorraine Dolan. My website is www.angelsspeak.co.uk. And if you want to email me, it's lorraine@angelsspeak.co.uk. But if you want to join me on Facebook, you're more than welcome. And then I do lots of different things to help people raise their vibration on there. A lot of ascension work. So join me.
Lorraine, thank you very much for joining us tonight. It's been amazing. It's been a lovely show. It's been really cool.
No, thank you for inviting us.
No problem at all, and we hope to see you again soon. So, ladies and gentlemen, from myself, John and Lorraine tonight from Raising the Vibration, thank you very much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll see you again on Sunday night, everybody. Same time, same place, 9:30. Take care.